USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The censoring of content of the American people during a presidential election on social media giant Twitter and pushed by the federal government in weekly meetings was exposed by Elon Musk on Friday night with the release of some internal documents. Tennessee Senator Republican Marsha Blackburn on Fox News calls out the government's dirty secrets.
It's the different federal agencies, whether it's the DHS, FBI, DOJ, maybe even some in the White House that have communicated with these social media platforms for the cover-ups, changing the messages, whether it was COVID or Hunter Biden.
The South Korean military is reporting North Korea has violated a 2018 inter-Korean agreement that was intended to minimize tensions. North Korea is accused of firing 130 artillery rounds into the sea off both east and west coasts Monday morning. Verbal warning communications were sent to the North Korean side, according to South Korean's Joint Chiefs of Staff. More Chinese cities, including Urumqi on the far west, announced an easing of coronavirus curbs on Sunday as China tries to make its zero COVID policy less blanketed. Urumqi, the capital of Xinjiang region where the protests first erupted, will reopen malls, markets, restaurants, and other venues starting today. About 2,500 seals have been found dead on the Caspian Sea coast in southern Russia. Authorities in the Russian province of Dagestan said it was unclear why the mass die-off happened, but it was likely because of natural causes. Monday Night Football tonight, the Saints will travel to the Buccaneers in Tampa, Florida. U.S. men's national team is out at the World Cup after a 3-1 defeat to the Netherlands over the weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Let's get an update on the Idaho students' murders. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has the latest.
Nearly 3 weeks into the investigation of the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students, the community is seeking answers.
I understand that people are a little frustrated with some of the stumbles in terms of what people have said, but I just ask us all to give each other some grace.
Moscow City Council member Julia Parker speaking there on Fox News. The families of the victims say they have not received any recent updates from authorities about the investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Russian military, and more specifically their leadership, has become more discouraged in recent months due to their poor invasion of neighbor Ukraine. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says there's been increasing dissent among the Russian elite.
We've seen some of the sort of more significant figures in Russia provide more critical views of the war and what's happening in Putin than you have in the past, but nothing that amounts to likely regime change, but it could shape some of his decision-making.
Haines spoke at the annual Reagan National Defense Forum in California. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thank you, Tony. And thank you for being there. We appreciate it. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.